You don't always get those introductions. In fact, we're going to talk about oral argument, and I'm going to talk to you about some nightmare scenarios. My worst one is this, and it's in the Fifth Circuit, and we were arguing a case, and it was in the en banc courtroom, and we had three judges, Judge Prado, Judge Garza, and Judge Jones, and we were the third case up. And I stood up to argue, and I was very nervous about it. It was a difficult case. Plus, that courtroom, if you've ever been in, is more intimidating than the United States Supreme Court room. And I stood up, got to the podium, and I don't know if you know, but they announce you there, just like at the Texas Supreme Court, and they said for the appellant, David Keltner. So I started, and I had my 90-second deal down, and the chief judge looks up and says, "You're not David Keltner." What's the answer to that? You know, and I didn't know what to say. I said, "Well, you know, I didn't feel like myself when I woke up this morning." Then I had the fear, has my split personality been discovered finally? But it was just a horrible situation in a difficult way. And finally, one of the judges said, "No, that's him." And it did not, that did not go well, by the way, in the end, I must tell you. And all those things throw us off, and the issue with oral argument is going to be simple. I'm going to tell you up front what it is, and that is be so prepared that you're relaxed. And we're going to talk about how to get there, but we're going to talk about issue formation, which is just what Lisa talked about a little bit. We're talking an awful lot about questions. We're going to talk about organizing the argument to some extent and the actual goals of oral argument. And I'm going to tell you some other nightmare stories. The real reason they're having me talk about this is I've had so many things go horribly wrong in oral argument.